This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Right now, we are talking just that, the Ryder Cup with Cam Rogers. He is the host of the Golf Bets on Us podcast. You can find him on Twitter at MrRogers99. Cam, good morning. Are you looking forward to the Ryder Cup?
Hey guys, good morning. Yes, I am. Oh my gracious, this is going to be fun. And I think this kind of is like a COVID coming out party for golf, if you will. Like, the fans are going to be electric this week. There's so much youth on the American side that I think these guys are really going to feed off that energy and take it all the way to a cup, hopefully.
Cam, I have to ask the most obvious question, which is the whole Brooksy, yep, Bryson feud, whatever that is. And Bryson seemed to hint at the fact that they've talked and they might be working on something in the future together. But for the purposes of this event, have they put this to bed? Can they coexist in a way that helps the Americans here?
Well, if they can't, then I think they're still in middle school, guys. We're talking about 3 days of competition, right? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah. And all signs point to them not even being in the same pod. So it's not even like they're going to be paired up with each other. They're probably not even going to have to talk to each other that much if they don't want to. So it's really not asking a lot if you're Captain Stricker to be like, guys, can we like act like we're adults for maybe this amount of time? And then on Monday, have at it on social media. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was concerned a little bit, guys, in terms of team chemistry and all that. But now that I'm hearing that Bryson had dinner with Brooks and Stricker kind of put them in a conference room, so to speak, to talk this out, all signs point to some fine chemistry. I think they're okay. And yeah, stay tuned. Maybe later this fall, another iteration of the match between Bryson and Brooks, maybe Thanksgiving weekend. Stay tuned.
Cam, normally we do not talk about chemistry when it comes to golf. It is an individual sport, but of course the Ryder Cup is a team sport. And for some reason or another, the Europeans have had this crazy chemistry and this crazy juju that somehow in some way has helped them be very, very good at the Ryder Cup. So what do the Europeans have that the Americans don't?
4 cups in the last 26 years for the U.S. side. That's pretty embarrassing when you talk about all the talent that has come through the States. And so I think it's a great point, Chelsea, to really think about how important the Ryder Cup is to the European side. Let's face it, I think the United States is very much an individualistic country, right? We kind of think about ourselves a lot more than the team, especially in terms of golf. Brooks Koepka said so much at Golf Digest not too long ago. So I think that's something to sort of weigh. But I would also point to the fact that the U.S. side is just so much more talented than the Europeans. Starkly different than in Ryder Cup's past. The official world golf ranking average for the U.S., 8.9. For the Europeans, 30.8. I mean, we're talking about just so much talent, ball striking ability, power off the tee. And then with the European side, it's Bernd Wiesberger, Lee Westwood, who had 2 runners-up in March on the PGA Tour, and that was it. And Tommy Fleetwood, who's been horrible this PGA Tour season. So it's like, come on, guys. At this point, you got to figure it out in terms of the talent. Bury those hatchets, talking about Bryson and Brooks, and go to town and ball strike the heck out of Whistling Straits and take it to the Europeans. I think this can finally be the year we take back that cup.
We're talking to Cam Rogers, golf and betting analyst on the Believe Podcast Network and also host of the Golf Bets on Us podcast. Follow him on Twitter. Great follow, Mr. Rogers 99. Cam, when Steve Stricker announced his choices for the Ryder Cup and Patrick Reed was not one of those choices, there was a little bit of controversy in that he's had a lot of success in this event, but also he's not the most warm golfer. There's a lot of, as you know, he's had some instances in the past, be it personally or on the course, where he doesn't necessarily mesh with everyone else. So did Stricker make the right call here?
Geez, you have to wonder if Steve Stricker feels like he has to be a parent with these guys on the European side. He's got to figure things out with Bryson and Brooks. If he brings in Patrick Reed, everybody hates him. So it's like, geez, you know, you have to wonder if he is factoring in that drama when he is making those captain's decisions. But also, guys, let's be real. In my opinion, it wasn't that big of a controversy. Mm-hmm. Harris English is a multi-winner on the PGA Tour this year. Scottie Scheffler has proven at the majors and the WGCs that he can contend at these big-time events. And down the line from there, I think the selections for the captains totally made sense to me. Will Patrick Reed be missed a little bit? Yeah, he does bring that fire. Captain America, of course, is what we call him. But I'm not too worried overall. He was kind of waning on the PGA Tour toward the end of the season during the FedEx Cup playoffs and what have you. So I think this is the best possible team the U.S. can put out there at Whistling Straits this week, and we'll see what they can do inside the ropes.
I'm not calling Patrick Reed Captain America. He's not my Captain America.
Oh, God, Chelsea.
I'm with you there. I actually don't even say it myself. Yeah.
Right. There's very few people on the tour that I don't actively root for, and I don't find myself really, you know, cheering for him that much. But I will say, let's talk about some bets. It's not very value-driven to take Team USA at minus 225, especially given their track record of the opposite of success. So are there any bets you like this weekend that aren't necessarily, you know, Team USA money line golf?
Yeah, that number got shorter, guys, in the last 12 hours. It was minus 190 at BetMGM, and obviously people are still throwing money on that. Look, I have some interesting plays here. I think top European point scorer this week, Rory McIlroy, plus 500 at BetMGM. He's so fantastic at this event, 11-9-4 in five appearances at the Ryder Cup. He is elite at Whistling Straits in terms of a course fit, in my opinion. Fantastic driver of the golf ball, really good with his irons too. I think he will beat out Jon Rahm, who's coming off a missed cut at the Fortinet Championship due to an illness. We'll see how that carries over this week. But I do like McIlroy to be the top guy for the European side. Top USA point scorer, how about this one? Bryson DeChambeau. Now, he can go in two different directions, right, guys? He may not play the alternate shot at all because Steve Stricker thinks, maybe he's not a great fit. But also, he could absolutely just dominate the entire week, play all five matches, and then, of course, rack up those points, plus 900 at BetMGM. Very important. I ask everybody to wait until tonight to see what the Friday morning session groupings are. That will allow you at least to have an idea of who can possibly get five matches in this week, because you don't want to place bets for top scorers on people who are going to play three matches. That would not make any sense. So see what the pairings are tonight and then go ahead, race to BetMGM and place your bets there. So I like Bryson DeChambeau. And then finally, how about a top European rookie, Sergio Garcia, plus 160. His first Ryder Cup was in 99 at Brookline. This guy knows what he's doing. Fantastic driver of the golf ball. I think he's going to have a really good week, and I could see him playing five matches too.
Cam, when you look back at the success that the Europeans have had in this event, how much of it is they are simply outplaying the Americans, and how much is it the fact that they seem to or appear to take this a little more seriously?
Yeah, I think motivation is certainly a factor here, guys. And that's really tough to quantify. Like, I'm sure you guys talk about it in other sports, too. It's like, how motivated are you to do X, Y, and Z? And honestly, it's a relative game because everybody wants to win. But when you hear somebody like Brooks Koepka say to Golf Digest, yeah, I'm more of an individual guy, and I think about myself, it's like, I am, like, impressed that he's refreshing and that he's very authentic and not Sam Darnold, like you were talking about earlier. But at the other side of things, it's like, look, guys, we need team chemistry here. Why are you saying this outwardly? Say it on Monday after the Ryder Cup, after we win, you know? So I think motivation is actually a big-time factor here.
He is Cam Rogers. He is the host of the Golf Bets on Us podcast. And on Twitter, you can find him at MrRogers99. Cam, we are very much looking forward to the Ryder Cup. And thanks for waking up this morning and joining us.
Absolutely, guys. Take care. Great show as always.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.